Once a month, we chat to doctors all across Manitoba about various health issues that can affect the community. Today, we are chatting with Dr. Bumi Fatoye about tuberculosis. World TB Day is coming up March 24th. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning.
So many people have heard the word tuberculosis, but not everyone knows exactly what it is. Can you explain it?
Yeah, sure, I can. Tuberculosis is a disease that is caused by germs, particularly bacterial germs, that spread from person to person through the air. And this usually can affect the lungs. It could also affect other parts of the body, like the brain, the kidneys, and the bone, the spine system.
Dr. Fatoye, you say it's shared through coughs and sneezes or talks, but it's not through sharing dishes with them.
Or handshakes?
Yeah. Can you get an infection by maybe kissing them, I guess?
Oh, well, I think usually the way it spread is that someone who is infected with the bacteria would cough, and if you are in that airspace, share the airspace, you could get infected with the tuberculosis germ. Having said that, the tuberculosis germ, when you get infected, not everybody gets sick. And this is very important to keep in mind, because when we talk about tuberculosis, you can have what we call inactive tuberculosis. I'll start using the word TB now, to an active TB. And there's a difference between both types of TB.
So someone can have it and not even know they have it.
Correct. That is very correct. So they have a small amount of the germ in their body. The germ is alive, but it's inactive, which means they have no symptoms. They do not feel sick. They cannot spread it to other people.
Okay, so they can't spread it. I thought maybe if they had the germ, they could still spread it, but they weren't sick. So what if someone does have TB, what are some signs people should look out for?
Well, the signs of an active TB, so keep in mind, I said we have two types. So the active TB is the one that has symptoms. So usually they would have a cough. So cough that has gone for 2 weeks and it's not resolving. And they might have other symptoms such as feeling tired, their loss of appetite, night sweats, unexplained weight loss. Any of those symptoms can be, present in addition to the cough. Sometimes they're coughing up sputum, which might have blood in it. So all these symptoms, either one or in combination, should make someone think about TB and have an assessment to confirm what they have or what's going on.
So if you have non-active TB, do you still need to go get treated or anything like that, or you can just let it roam around your body?
That's a very good question. Even if you have inactive TB, you should get treated. The reason why is that if at any point in your health status or your system, you become immune compromised, maybe you develop an infection or you have a new diagnosis like diabetes or HIV, your weakened immune system will cause that inactive TB to become active. Your risk goes higher. So what we do is that when you have inactive TB, you can receive treatment. You would get, they would do a test, which we call the skin test, which will show some positivity, and that would tell them that you have inactive TB, and you'll be offered treatment to prevent you becoming someone with active TB.
So when it comes to TB, is it difficult to treat? Because I know some people, get worried about the treatment, and is it long? Is it painful? Like, what does that entail?
Well, the treatment of tuberculosis uses antibiotics. So we've all taken antibiotics at some point. So it's not difficult in that sense. The treatment duration is longer than our typical familiarity with antibiotics. So in this case, for whether it's inactive or active TB, the treatment duration can go anywhere from 3 months to 6 months. And also with active TB, you have more than one antibiotic that is being used for treatment. So some of those you know, the duration might make it feel overwhelming to people who have to receive the treatment. But it's very important that they receive the treatment, whether it's inactive or active, so that they can be cured, because TB is curable.
Question, doctor. When you go to get a checkup, I know that when I went to, I said, hey, can I get a full battery checkup? I want to know if I'm healthy or not. Is testing for TB that something that we have to specifically point out that we want? Or is that part of the general checkup when you go to a doctor?
It is not part of the general checkup when you go to a doctor. So if you are living in a community where you know that the risk of TB is prevalent there, or you have the symptom of cough of more than 2 weeks that is not resolving, or you've been in contact with somebody who you know has recently been diagnosed with tuberculosis, it's very important that when you actually go to see your healthcare provider, you ask to be specifically tested for tuberculosis.
And is there any way to prevent getting TB? Like, is there anything we can do, or it's just the luck of the draw?
My response would be TB affects anyone, okay, everyone, everywhere.
Wow. Well, thank you so much there, Dr. That's a lot of good information. And I just want to clarify for my own information here.
I'm just going to say you've got Davey a little worried because he has a persistent cough here.
Yeah, I do. So, I mean, I would like to clarify for listeners as well. Is the cough warranted enough alone to go get a TB check? Or, as you were mentioning earlier, does it have to be accompanied with other symptoms to warrant that checkup for a TB?
I would say that if you have the cough that has persisted for more than 2 weeks and there's no explanation, it's not like a common cold, it's not a viral, maybe they've treated you once to see whether it will go away, it hasn't gone away, I think it's worth going to your healthcare provider to be assessed. The test is very simple. It's a skin test that they would do, and that would pick up whether you have inactive TB. Sometimes they would also order test x-ray just to make sure. And the good thing about going to see your doctor is that when you are being assessed, they take a history from you. So there might be something in your history, your medical history, that would maybe give them that inclination that, oh, maybe we need to test for tuberculosis, or maybe no, it's maybe just maybe you had a viral infection and maybe the cough is just lingering after the viral infection. So I think because it can affect anyone, everyone, and everywhere, you know, if your cough is not going away for 2 weeks, I think, and you have, you know, weight loss, as I said, unexplained, night sweats, low appetite, get assessed. See your doctor and have the assessment.
So better to err on the side of caution,
yes,
than just letting it go on.
Yeah. Thank you, Dr. Bunmi Fateh, for joining us, and we look forward to chatting again whenever we get the chance.
Sure. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Jordan.